was a strike. Fourth, fifth, sixth day. And Mr. Morris, Mr. Sum, get those union shop stewards. And twice he just, we'd built our own garage. We had our own fleet of lorries as well. Part of my health and safety training. And I can see him now, after hours, with all the union stewards, a barrel of beer there, all sitting round, talking, and him listening, him talking. Monday morning, all back at work.
The management, when I say that, I mean Samson Gilson himself, had... he was quite an overbearing individual, like most entrepreneurs are, especially in a family business that's grown. They did well on government contracts in the Second World War. A lot of money was pumped into the company, so this helped them to expand. So the power for wage negotiation on that side of things didn't lie in the hands of the workers at all. And whenever strikes were threatened, they would be all called to a meeting outside on some, what I think must have been bombed land that hadn't been cleared. And it was, you know, if you don't kowtow, you're out. This started to change somewhat in the early 60s,
yeah,
probably as the influence of Frau and all his other people. There were disputes. But we never ever, or I was never asked to go out on strike. There was never the contemplation of crossing picket lines. Somehow, and don't ask me how, because I wasn't involved in any negotiations, it was all hearsay, things seemed to be sorted out. And various adjustments were made to pay, and also working hours. Because it's hard to remember this, but if somebody reduced your working day by 10 minutes... in the environment I was working in, with the people I was working with, in the grassroots, that was an amazing celebration.